Stories are so important. Personal stories, family stories, community stories. Here is a great community story preserved thanks to the efforts of two individuals, Howard Takara and Jean Kaneshiro. Meet Jean Kaneshiro, the former owner of Columbia Inn, famously known as the top of the boulevard. Kapi'olani, that is. Their first location, however, was at the corner of Beretania and Mauna Kea.
My uncle and my father decided they're going to open the restaurant on Monday, December 8, 1941. They're in the restaurant cleaning up, getting ready on Sunday morning, and the bomb's dropping. You know, my father said, oh, our relatives came a little bit too early.
Kaneshiro and Howard Takara, whose family ran Yuki's Cafe on Nu'uanu, are unofficial hosts of the Okinawan Restaurants Project display now at Honolulu Hale. It charts 75 restaurants started in Honolulu by immigrants from their home village, Oroku, in Okinawa.
In 64, we moved to the Kapi'olani location next to the newspaper building, formerly Times Girl, owned by Albert and Wally Teruya.
Their brother's dream was to have a market, but he joined the 100th Battalion in World War II.
He didn't make it back, so the brothers picked up the torch and they went to the market business. A couple of times, there's a plaque there dedicated to Herman Teruya. That's one of the brothers.
Kaneshiro and Takara say the Okinawan restaurant boom is due to two men, Ushi Takara, no relation, of American Cafe, and Henry Uehara of Kewalo Inn. They took men off the plantation, trained them in the business, then, through a community funding pool called Tanomoshi, these new eateries got off the ground. Uehara's Kewalo Inn was at Warden Ala Moana.
One of the managers was Stephen Nagamine, who started Flamingo. That's where he learned his trade. Yeah, and you know what Flamingo did?
Flamingo had at least half a dozen different restaurants and venues, right? Chuck Wagon and all of that.
Takara and Kaneshiro have compiled a list of 325 restaurants started by Okinawans in this state.
So the Wisteria family, they're from a different club, but it's the same story. They get their experience somewhere, and they get Tanamoshi, family backing, and a lot of guts. Casey Drive-In, I think, is where they started. Then Wisteria, and the sister is married to Nako, who is Liki Liki Drive-In.
Over 30 years ago, when the idea of an Okinawan festival was born, organizers turned to Kaneshiro for the food.
So I went to Charlie Higa over in Zippy's. I went to Roy Asato over at Wisteria, and Danny Nagamine over at Flamingo. If you say yes, I'm going to say yes. As a team, we go. Everybody said yes.
Planning and working together on that Okinawan festival has proven key to keeping the community together.
What Howard and Jean did is remarkable. They saved the story.
Sherry Tamashiro is a librarian at KCC, active in the Okinawan community. She says community archivists have never been more important.
Because I really think the window's closing. People with memory of these things are not going to be around. Howard and Jean have taken it as far as it can go. So we need other people to step up.
Community stories remind us of who we are. Noe Tanigawa, HPR News.